Hi, I am Anna, and welcome to the Flex Podcast. So we're talking about hitting your nutrition goals when you really don't care for cooking, which is basically me. I love eating a lot, but I do not really care about cooking. Live on my own most of the week. Maybe I'll cook a meal for like my friends or my boyfriend or something like once a week, but most of the time I'm cooking for myself. So I know for a lot of people that can feel like, oh well, I can't be bothered, it's only for me, or it's too much effort or whatever. And that's kind of something that we want to try to get rid of. And part of the way that I do that anyway is by being like, everything needs to be able to be ready in 15 to 20 minutes, and I cannot stand there and cook it. I have to be able to just go and fart around doing something else. I can't just stand there. If someone's coming over, I care more and I pay a lot more attention, but I just find it really difficult to stand there myself in the kitchen with nothing else to do and just occasionally stir a pot. It's just not something that I enjoy, and also I genuinely just forget about it. I'll put it on and I'll be like, oh yeah, shit. So there are ways to make life a lot easier for you when you're either living on your own so you can't be asked to cook loads, or when you just don't like cooking or you don't have a lot of time. So one of the first things that I try to do, or I pretty much always do, is to pick my source of protein first. So whether that's going to be salmon or prawns or white fish. So I use a lot of like pre-prepared chicken, you know, when someone else has already marinated it and seasoned it, purely because every time I've ever tried to make my own chicken, it tastes like a dry piece of crusty ass. So I prefer it when someone else is bothered and it can go in the air fryer. Also things like, I'm all right at things like spaghetti bolognese and chili, because obviously you make it, you cut up a few bits, throw it in, brown the mince, and then you just leave it to cook. So I do quite a lot of that. So I'll batch cook like a spaghetti bolognese, portion it all up and then freeze it. So something that's really easy to like pull out and defrost. All the steak, all the white fish, and then veggie burgers. I eat quite a lot of veggie burgers, but I usually pair them with a carbohydrate that has a higher source of protein. So something like beans or lentils, so that it brings it up a little bit more. Because a lot of veggie burgers only have somewhere between like 13 to 18 grams of protein per portion. And I like to try to hit 25 plus in my source of protein. So then I'll add these lentils and beans, which push it up quite a lot. And then obviously there are bits of protein in like your veggies and all that stuff anyway. So that first thing is to kind of be like, this is the source of protein that I want to have. Obviously, it should be in a couple of portions of oily fish a week, which is why I eat salmon. And then the second thing we're thinking about is that we need to have a decent amount of vegetables and fruit in our day. So what I usually do is I'll have one meal that has three or four portions of green veg with, or, you know, three portions of green veg. So that might be like spinach or kale, green beans, broccoli, asparagus, whatever it is that's a green veg. And then I have one that's like either Mediterranean veg, so like courgettes, aubergine, peppers, tomatoes, mushrooms sort of thing, or like a salad with lots of different stuff in. So not just like iceberg lettuce or something. It'll have loads of bits in so that it's got different stuff happening on. Things like pomegranate seeds that are quite exciting for the eye. And then I have a portion of fruit on my breakfast, which is usually berries because I like them. And then maybe like a snack, very occasionally I have like watermelon mango, like an easy snack. So then you're getting, obviously having decent sources of carbohydrate where you can with your meals. So then you're going to be hitting your fibre intakes. These are the two things that we're probably going to think about more, is our protein and our fibre intake. Fibre, obviously, really good for your all of your internal stuff and your digestion. And obviously, we want to eat a lot of veg because we need all those different colours and we need the nutrients, the antioxidants and all that stuff from our veg intake as well. So stir fries are great for me because They are quick and generally only have to flick it about a couple of times and don't really have to think about it. So stir fries are great. And things that I can cook in the air fryer. So chicken, salmon, all of that stuff that can just go in whilst I've also got a pan on with all my vegetables happening in or whatever. Now, that means that I eat a lot of things like rice, veg and salmon, rice, veg and steak, stuff like that that's really easy to cook. I eat a lot of lentil pasta and brown rice pasta, because again, really quick with this stuff. Sweet potato, because you just chop it up right in the pan, oil it, mash it, whatever, roast it in the air fryer, whatever works for you. But this is the thing, it doesn't have to be like wildly crazy, and with a bit of seasoning or a sauce or whatever, it can end up being quite a tasty meal. I used to grate like just a ton of cheese on everything, but I have recently started to think that probably better to balance my diet a bit better. I say recently, in the last few years. So these days I do still eat cheese, but I'll just make sure that I'm not eating tons of it. So like 20 grams on, 30 grams on, whatever. Now, I know that when you're starting from absolute scratch, it can feel a bit overwhelming. Also, can I just add a caveat as well to this, or a little mention? I'm gluten-free, so generally I don't really think about sandwiches as something that I'm that bothered about. Like, I'll have them sometimes, don't get me wrong, or like scrambled egg on toast or whatever. But I don't think I was ever hugely bothered, but because gluten-free bread is a bit average and most of it doesn't stay in one piece in a sandwich, I don't really think about it. But I realise that you might. So there's also, you know, you can really beef up a sandwich, so to speak, with your protein content in there and stuff like that. And then just having bits on the side. And this is another thing. So I think we get set in our brain over what goes with what. So, like, someone might think, oh, yes, I'm having spaghetti bolognese, so I'm going to have pasta, the bolognese, and then obviously there'll be bits of veg in the bolognese, right? So you've got chopped tomatoes, mushrooms, whatever, onion, all that stuff. But then they'll be like, right, so that's going to be with garlic bread. And that's fine. That's fine. I love garlic bread. But I try to think it doesn't actually have to be with those things. It might be that sometimes I'm having a chili and I'll have it with green veg, for example. And I know my friend Tats does that as well, because we know we need to get our veg in. And we know that maybe that day I'm not training, so I know I already ate loads of carbs at lunch, so I probably don't need them later on. So then I might have like all the veg with it, rather than thinking, oh yeah, well, this must go with rice because it's a chili. So it's just trying to kind of like unpick your brain a bit and say, just because this is what I have always done doesn't mean it's what I have to do going forward. And it sometimes it is a case of being like, I know that I haven't eaten enough veg today, so I've got to prioritise getting some bloody veg on my plate later. And the thing is, like, when you're a kid or when you're a teenager or whatever, you obviously only want to eat things that you think are tasty, especially when you're a teenager, I think, because you're sort of not getting told what to eat so much. You can eat whatever you want, so then whatever you want is like 700 McDonald's. But when you get older, we've got to prioritise our health a little bit. Like, I'm over 40 and I want to make sure that my body stays in full working order, and that I don't want to feel more tired than I did when I was younger. I want to feel just as strong. I want to feel just as energetic. I don't want to have a sluggish digestion. I don't want to be constipated. I don't want to be uncomfortable because I'm not treating myself well enough. And to do that, we have got to make a bit of effort. And I'm not saying you can't ever eat the stuff you want to eat. Like, believe me, yes, last night I ate a bag of Cadbury's orange chocolate buttons, them big ones, amazing. Made me feel very happy. But I'd also eaten a roast dinner my mum made, obviously, not me, with like four different types of veg in. And I'd also made sure that I have veg with my breakfast. So we had avocado, mushrooms, all that kind of stuff. So you can still eat the stuff you want, but it's just like, on balance, what's important to me today? Yeah, I might be going out with friends for like 85 beers and a curry later on, but for my lunch then, probably need to get some veg in, for example. probably worthwhile having like a nice something, nice high protein and three or four different types of veg with it, just to make sure that we're going into the night, we're still covering our bases. We haven't always got to be like eating this perfect diet at all. Like, our body is quite a flexible thing, but we do need to look after it on a, you know, roughly daily basis, because we still want it to work well and we still want to feel good and all that stuff. So don't like feel like it's an all or nothing situation. It's not. It's just trying to get that bit of balance. And when you don't like cooking and you're not that bothered about it, it can feel like a bit of an ag, but it is doable. And it is, it's, you know, it can be as simple as, to start with, for sure, like, if you're like, I get home late, so all I really eat is like breaded chicken. And then I just dip it in some mayonnaise or dip it in ketchup or whatever. That's all I've got time for. That's cool. But your breaded chicken's got to be cooked, so you're going to put it in the air fryer. So it's going to be 12 minutes or whatever, 14 minutes, I don't know. So whilst that's doing, that's happening, why can't you quickly throw some veg on in a pan next to it, or air fryer peppers and mushrooms with it or something? You can throw a bit of kale in there, last 2 minutes is in the air fryer, anything. Just to make sure that you're getting at least a portion in, 2-3 portions of that meal, so that you're covering your bases a little bit more and looking after your body for what you're asking for it. Because obviously, I'd say if you're on this podcast, it's probably because you're interested in exercise in some way. And our body needs to be fueled well for that. And we want to get the most out of the workout. And part of that is making sure that we're eating all right. So whether that's making sure that our digestion's working so we don't feel manky while we're trying to work out and our gut doesn't feel awful, or whether it's making sure that we're eating enough protein because we want to feel strong, we want to, like, maybe we want to look more toned, whatever it is, we want to make sure that we are at least bothering a bit. And it can come in stages. So when you first start, it feels like a massive ag. Then you get a few meals locked down, you're able to eyeball your plate a bit more, so it doesn't take so much effort to try and work out how much of everything you need. And I think, obviously, it's much harder if you're vegan. I don't have any experience of being vegan, so I'm not going to go on about it from a personal point of view. But that's one of the reasons why it's, when you pick a source of protein, like a piece of salmon or a chicken breast or a portion of chili or whatever, you know that your protein is done in that meal when you pick something easy like that. And that, I think, in itself can be tricky, especially if you're used to like express food, because a lot of people are like, right, I'm starving, get me a bowl of pasta, throw it in, cooked, done in 12 minutes, bit of sauce on there, bit of cheese, done. But actually, at the same time, we can throw in a piece of salmon or some white fish or whatever it is that we're going to have, even putting a can of tuna in, anything to like increase our protein. And then at the same time, if you're eating green veg, all you've got to do is top and tail some broccoli, green beans, and then wash a handful of spinach to throw in. Like, we don't have to be like, you know, sitting there and drizzling a lemon juice stew over bloody broccoli with sprinkled with sesame seeds. I don't know, I just made that up, sounds horrible. But you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be this wild thing. It can literally just be, I need to hit all my goals. I need to do it in a way that doesn't taste like the floor. How can I do that? And I'd say that this is a decent shape. I'm going to stop waffling on. As I do, I'm just checking that I've said everything I wanted to say. But honestly, you don't have to be a chef. And if you are, good for you. I am jealous that you are. I'm jealous that you love it. I'm jealous that you want to take the time to do it. I would love to be like that. I just start and then I just don't care and then I burn it. So I would rather do things that are going to help me hit my goals that still taste good. And we don't have to avoid everything that has taste. Yes, I'm sure it's much better for you if you whip up your homemade stir fry sauce or you blending up a homemade pasta sauce, but not all of us can be asked. So I tend to do things like buy like no added sugar pasta sauce, or, you know, something that is a little, it's got flavour and someone else has bothered to cut stuff up to go in it and, you know, season it and all that jazz. But maybe it doesn't have to be like one or the other. I can still have a decent meal that covers my protein, my fibre, gets me loads of veggies in. And if I use a sauce from a packet, does that mean that my whole meal is written off? No. I realise that your lovely homemade one would probably be way better and really flavoursome, but I probably can't be asked to go that far. That doesn't make my meal write off. And that's like kind of what I want to get across to you as well. Like, don't think you've got to be slaving away for 40 minutes to a meal that you're going to eat in 10 minutes if you don't want to. If you do want to, that's great. But we can still hit our goals and we can still fuel ourselves well by just adapting what it is that we're prepared to cook and thinking outside the box a little bit. Anyway, that was a bit of waffle. I am going to crack back on with some admin now. Very exciting for me. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope this was useful. I'll chat to you soon.